Okay, then I'll start. So my name is Red Akash. I'm this guy who's like on the Swift forums and channel talking about this through like asking you through the questions. But yeah, first let's start with the iceberg. Who knows what this ship is? Do you know the name of the ship? Yes, it's an iceberg.
Yeah.
No, this is a, so do you know the name of the ship?
Like that?
Going mirror.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. So the thing is, I'll put my hand off and put this because this is a story about the pirates, and it's very, it's a bit stupid but very inspiring story about the pirates. I would really suggest you to check on the method of adoption. It's very good. Let's start. So you'll understand why I put this up. What is distributed actions? It's actually already been, there's like a dot dot CV video already, and like 3 months ago I made a presentation on Swift without Munich, there's a link to that you can check. But today we'll dive a bit more deeper, or we'll sail further. So before we start, we should really answer two questions: what is reliability and scalability, or why we need the service system.
So reliability is like this:
how our like system handles the failures, fault tolerance, consistency guarantees, and all the things. Scalability is usually people say about like horizontal. It's like adding more nodes or other, adding more CPU memory, etc. But why we need distributed systems? There's like a nice analog about the address, like a seed currency. The problem with this analog is this is just one seed, and as soon as someone blows it, it's not, it's just, this actually happens often in this story, this anime. And there is no more island of a currency. There could be nothing. This, in reality, this is your server. And you can accidentally or like intentionally terminate or destroy it. It could be your business competitor just during the night destroying your service.
Was it not mine before? I'll try to be faster now. I have a lot of slides.
So the only way to solve this problem is introduce two nodes, or like two islands or two nodes. The problem, so when one C is eliminated, you always have the second one, which is a server. This is a fault tolerance, and basically this is the main thing that leads, if you talk about distributed access, that's how we came up with this idea. The fault tolerance came as a driving stuff. Oh, okay, now we have at least two C's of concurrency. The problem is this is one server, like one C. This is another C. How we will find